Today, on Newsweek, we're going to be talking about power plants, how they work together, what is being used, why they're being used, stigmas against them, and possible advantages and disadvantages for all of them. So, we start with talking about one of the most important things when building a power plant, initially at least, is the cost to open. And the cost to open power plants is usually in a measurement system called kilowatt hours. So it'll say for an opening cost, so for a coal plant, the opening cost is $3,500 per kilowatt hour. So that's for every hour, how many watts the plant can produce. So in this coal plant, if it was just 1 kilowatt hour coal plant, for every hour it's open, it would produce 3,500 kilowatts at peak performance. So when you take that into effect, coal costs 3,500 kilowatt hours, because why would I lie about that? And we've got wind, which can cost from 3,000 to 8,000 kilowatt hours as a windmill. So that's upfront, you have to pay $3,000 to $8,000. Now, with things like wind and solar, you don't have to usually pay for fuel or things like that. So with solar, it's $2,450 per kilowatt hour. For nuclear, it can be $5,500 to $8,100 per kilowatt hour, depending on how you build it and why you build it and where you build it. Coal plants last around 30 to 50 years. Wind lasts actually about 20 years. If you're taking care of it, it'll last around 20 years, but it could last even less. With solar, it lasts 25 to 30 years. And when I looked online, it said nuclear lasts 40 to 60 years. But we're getting, because nuclear power plants are super engineered power plants, because people are really, really afraid of nuclear. So they're usually over-engineered by a lot, and that drives up your initial cost by a lot, but there have already been 5 nuclear power plants that have lasted 80 years, and there's about a fifth of the power plants, of the nuclear power plants in the U.S. trying to legally get enough time for 80 years. Now, I mean, each little power plant has its own drawbacks and advantages. So, like with a coal plant, I mean, obviously you need to put coal in it, right? With a wind plant, with windmills, like a windmill farm, like out in Wyoming, the only thing to see out there, you need wind, because that's how it works. With solar, you need sun. And with nuclear, you need C14 or whatever you're using as it, some radioactive material. Now, with wind and solar, that could mean if you're not getting any wind that day, you don't get any power. Or no sun, like it's cloudy, or it's nighttime. You don't get any sun either. So a lot of the times, when you have those types of plants, they'll actually use other power plants, usually natural gas, and use that in the times that they can't generate power. And that costs extra money as well, which I didn't add into the cost because it's a wind plant. But that is one of the other drawbacks to those types of farms. With coal, it has one of the major drawbacks that we're trying to get rid of coal plants for, is that they produce a lot of CO2 and a lot of stinky smoke, and that can hurt the environment mining the coal. Now, it's not that bad in the long term, but if you get enough of these, it'll mess up your environment a lot. With wind, you can actually get habitat damage. It can destroy bird habitats. And when they fall apart, because it's fiberglass, it doesn't really break down So it has to go straight into a landfill. And you don't get any of that money back, and it's all gone. And it fills it up, and it's pretty bad for the environment too, which people don't think about. With solar, you get land use, and it hurts the land because you can't grow trees, you can't do anything else with the land. It also can make things really, really hot. So if a mouse ran over the solar panel, it could get severe burns. Also, another thing is when these are thrown away as well, there are toxic metals and different chemicals in it that can leach into the ground in landfills and make those places dangerous for years to come. With nuclear, I mean, you get nuclear radioactive waste. Radioactive waste is basically just as bad as solar, except for it might take longer to get rid of. But there's way less of it. There's way less waste. And you never have to really worry about the power plant falling apart. Right now, in the U.S., we're trying to get rid of coal. And that's the biggest thing we're trying to do. Now, under the Trump administration, we've been using natural gas. Natural gas is better for the environment. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better for the environment. But Biden and Kamala Harris want to take the wind and solar approach, which takes a lot longer and it costs a lot more. And who knows what's going to happen when these things start falling apart and filling our landfills. Right now, natural gas has been one of the biggest things in dropping the U.S.'s CO2 right now. The CO2 in the air coming out of the U.S. is nearly a third less than what it was, just because we're using natural gas instead of coal, and we're starting to get rid of those coal plants. And so right now, because Biden and Harris want wind and solar, they're actually using some of the money that you give them as your taxes to build them up. Now, I personally think that it'd be better for the government to kind of stay out of power generation, except for maybe get rid of coal power plants a little bit more by decentivizing it. Maybe you have to cost a little bit more for coal to get put in there. Or there's a tariff on mining coal. But I don't think they should spend lots more extra money on wind and solar when you could do the same thing and make money on your tariffs on coal. But what I would prefer and what I would call the best thing that they could do is actually just use nuclear. Usually, people are scared of nuclear because of sites like Chernobyl and nuclear bombs. But if you take it into account that as long as we have one or two or three different places where we just put the nuclear radioactive waste, we're actually taking up way, way smaller sizes than any other landfill in the U.S. just to put all the nuclear in it. And now, I mean, there are lots of places in Nevada with nobody living there. Why don't we dig a big tunnel or a big hole? And then we just put it all in that one spot and then not have to worry about it. And then we just make sure that everyone knows that there's nuclear down there and not to go down there with anything but nuclear. And we just put them all in one spot. You see, most people are scared of if we had nuclear waste and things like that, putting them everywhere. And then everything is not safe and you have radioactivity everywhere. But why not just put it somewhere? Let's say you had a concrete bunker down in the bottom of the desert in Nevada. That's what I would prefer instead of littering the landscape with wind turbines and solar, which actually does pretty much the same thing. But maybe it'll go away a little bit faster. Who knows? Now, each different type has its own little history in the U.S. Coal has the biggest, longest history. Coal was the main driving force in the Industrial Revolution and how we got steamboats and factories. And it's one of the things we can thank for getting to where we are today. Wind was used for small tasks in the Industrial Revolution and even before it, like grinding your grain, pumping your water, and cutting wood. It was small things that would help around the farm when, you know, someone was too tired or just needed extra time to do it. Solar doesn't really have a history here because it's so new, along the lines of electricity, because electricity is pretty new. I'm not talking about coal power plants, because we didn't even know what power was when coal was the main driving force. Coal would just heat steam, and that heated steam would go and be our power. It'd be our pressure. And pressure is power. Anything with power is power. Now, nuclear is also pretty new, like solar. And it was first used actually as weapons. It was used in nuclear bombs. And in the 40s, President Eisenhower delivers a speech, Atoms for Peace. He talks about it. Because people were very, very afraid of these nuclear bombs. And they wanted to have other ways to use nuclear. So during this time, he tries to find other ways to use radioactive materials. And he finds out that you can use it to heat steam just like with coal. But you can heat it for way cheaper. Except for it's a little bit more dangerous. So they built up nuclear reactors, and Eisenhower signs the Atomic Energy Act, and what they did was they built nuclear reactors under taxpayer money for the first 10 years, and this 10-year period was the trial period for nuclear power. And now nuclear power, it was pretty dangerous. But it was clean. It doesn't hurt the environment so much like coal or even natural gas. It's way better for the environment than those two. And they begin to make power down in the U.S. And today, I think we should follow in President Eisenhower's footsteps. And even, maybe, put atomic batteries in our spaceships. Did you know that there was an atomic battery that Neil Armstrong put up on the moon? And it functioned for 3 years without any human interaction. Anyway, I kind of got off track and into wormholes through this. But it is a thing to think about. What really is the best power source for this new up-and-coming U.S. and our new power. And our new power consumption for the next few years. Because it's going to be exponential. Now, we need an exponential source to get it. And right now, wind takes up about 9% of the market. And solar does as well. But there's only one clear choice to what is scalable and what can hold its own under major, major population growth and major power consumption. Because we're using more and more power every single day. Now, which would you like it to be? Would you like to have little bits of fiberglass everywhere from wind? Or little bits of lead everywhere? Or filling your air with smoke? Or do you want maybe a land full of radioactive waste that nobody goes to? To me, that sounds like the best option. Anyway, signing off today.